This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, we continue with a description of the Antichrist. What will he really be like? Here's Dr. Davis.
So the Antichrist could be living. Yes, absolutely. The Antichrist could be living, but we know that he is not in power today. So let's talk about the personality of the Antichrist so that we can get some glimpse of what he will be like. Exactly. And we get a lot of this from Daniel 7 as far as... I mentioned that the Antichrist was mentioned in Daniel 7, but he's described more in detail in this chapter, but we get a lot about his personality in Daniel chapter 7. So we have read this before, but let's go back to Daniel chapter 7 and read verses 7 through 8. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces, and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I was considering the horns, and there was another horn, a little one, coming up among them, before whom 3 of the first horns were plucked out by the roots. And there in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking pompous words. So we see that the little horn is the Antichrist. The references to his speaking ability indicate the persuasiveness of his personality and his charismatic nature. I'm going to read verse 5 of chapter 13 again. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. The references to his speaking ability indicate the persuasiveness of his personality and his charismatic nature. Verse 13 says he's speaking great things and blasphemies. The Antichrist will be noted for his great eloquence, the ability to capture the attention of the world and to hold it. We have not had great orators since JFK and MLK in this country. And that's John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. One of the greatest orators in modern history, though, was Adolf Hitler. The Antichrist will be similar to Adolf Hitler in his effectiveness and persuasion. Let's move on to Daniel chapter 7, verse 20. And the 10 horns that were on its head, and the other horn which came up, before which 3 fell, namely, that horn which has eyes and a mouth, who speak pompous words, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. We know that this says that the little horn's appearance will be greater than his fellows. He will have the appearance of a chief or a lord. People will be attracted to the Antichrist by his commanding presence as well as his appearance. The key to taking control is coming on the scene at a low and vulnerable point. And the rapture, we believe, will cause tremendous chaos, which will be a great recipe or a great environment for the Antichrist to rise to power, as the world will be at a low and vulnerable point. If you think about the pandemic and how vulnerable it has made the world, should our vulnerability have gotten much worse or more dreadful, had the deaths been higher during the pandemic, this would rival the time in which the rapture will cause such disruption in the vulnerability of this world. Not only will he be a charismatic leader or a good-looking person, he will be clever.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.